At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Happy holidays and happy new year, everyone. Today, we're taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations we've had regarding the case of the murder of Ellen Greenberg, a case that to this day is still defined as a suicide. These are our conversations from 2023.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
You've probably heard the case of Ellen Greenberg if you've been listening at any time on this show. All this week, we are laying out our conversation with the parents of Ellen Greenberg. Every night, a new piece in that series coming out. We drop those around 6 p.m. Central here on the feed, asking questions of what they've gone through, the roadblocks that continue to go in front of them as they try to get justice for the murder of their daughter, Ellen Greenberg, which is still ruled a suicide, by the way. There is a petition online to try and get that changed, and we're going to have that in the episode description for you, as well as they try to reach out to the mayor of Philadelphia to do the common sense thing and help move this thing into a homicide category so a true investigation can be done. Now, how and why there's so many roadblocks and they've had issue after issue after issue of nobody wanting to take responsibility on this, nobody wanting to, I guess, upset someone who really adamantly does not want this to be ruled a homicide. Who that is? We don't know. Attorney Eric Faddis is joining us right now to talk about that and talk about the roadblocks that that family is facing. What does a family do in a situation like this where it appears there's a lot of corruption going on and the people that you would go to seek justice, to investigate a murder, which this clearly was, don't seem to have any interest and you're just kind of stuck on the sideline? What's one to do, Eric?
Yeah, you know, we represent victims as well. And one thing I often tell families is that oftentimes you've got to advocate for yourselves. You know, thank heavens we have structures in place and there are law enforcement agencies who are great. And they're going to help you often, but sometimes they're not. And sometimes, in fact, you're going to be stonewalled but by the very entities in whom you place your trust to try and handle the situation properly. And so I think these families really have to maybe get unconventional, maybe get creative. And for me, that often means going to the media. I in fact, wrote an article on that not too long ago for the Colorado Trial Lawyers Association. And, you know, that's one thing that the family really needs to look into, because like you said, this information is coming to light where the modern, you know, normal person reviews it and says, gosh, an individual didn't stab themselves 20 times. They didn't stab themselves in the back of the head in a suicide attempt. That's ludicrous. And so I think the more the family can get some of these really eye-opening details out to the public, the more public pressure is going to be placed on these authority structures. And those structures are going to have to respond to it in some way. Are they going to respond favorably and help out the public? Are they going to respond negatively and perhaps risk looking corrupt? I mean, these are all considerations that the AG and law enforcement in that place is going to have to consider. And so I think the public is doing the right thing by getting the information out there. The victims are doing the right thing, getting the information out there to the public.
I think the problem in this specific case that they've been running into is, yes, is it going to risk making some of these authorities look corrupt? Without a doubt, it already has. The problem is we're dealing with a system in Philadelphia that is already known to be very corrupt. So it's like the image is already there. Adding this to the fuel to the fire of corruption is just like, yeah, no one is really surprised. And then it just sits. But having the media stew on this, having the media talk about this quite frequently. Where have you seen examples? And I know there are, and I've seen some as well. But what comes to mind for you where this sort of approach gets traction and gets the ball rolling when seemingly nothing else conventional has?
Yeah, you know, there have been at least a handful of examples in Colorado, my home state, that I'm aware of, where you know, these came in the context of police killings and police assaults and things like that, where initially, you know, the police just chalked it up to criminal conduct and the police acted appropriately and let's just close the door on that and move on.
Yeah.
And the family said, whoa, whoa, whoa. And they got, you know, the civil rights attorneys involved and they made a huge fuss about it appropriately. So, of course, and that caused over time some of the jurisdictions to actually bring charges against those police officers in those contexts. One of them was I believe the gentleman, the decedent was Christopher Glass, who was experiencing a mental health episode, called police, was ultimately shot inside of his vehicle, and nothing was going to be done about it. And then, you know, the public got involved, the media got involved, and ultimately those officers who were responsible for the killing were charged with criminal offenses. So it can happen. Doesn't always, but it's at least a measure that these victims' families have to take, and I think it's right for them to take.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.